I did put in.
And you won't be angry?
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Abby Normal.
I'm almost sure that was the name.
Young Frankenstein for our head transplant story. You're listening to the Trex Radio Show live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. And as the sun goes down, KGO, well, pretty much, what do? Electrify the entire West Coast. Vancouver, hello.
Hello, Vancouver.
Hi, Vancouver.
Idaho.
It's a good night to be joining us all
Montana,
the way.
Yeah. Big Sky Country.
Absolutely. Joe Tobin is my guest. Tobin Mike Night is this Wednesday night, and it's going to be at Doc's Lab, and that is over on the North Shore, right?
Yeah, North Beach.
North Beach.
The
North
site Beach. Of the former Purple Onion.
Right on. Okay, so let's talk about the head transplant. So a Russian man who has this debilitating illness has volunteered to become the first person to undergo a head transplant. But the experts are saying the side effects of the procedure could be worse than death itself.
Science.
I know, right? He'll be blinded by the science, I'm sure. That'll be the least of his worries. And
wait.
Yeah, they're going to do this.
Well, head transplant?
Head transplant.
As in, he's been decapitated and then...
No, okay. he has this horrible, rare spinal muscular atrophy disease. He's 30, okay? So it's obviously a very controversial thing. It's an operation that will involve cooling his head to around 12 degrees Celsius and then cutting it from his body and connecting it to a donated body of a brain-dead person.
Talk about an ice cream headache.
So technically, I realize I'm sort of, no pun, I'm splitting hairs here, but technically it's a body transplant.
Right.
Really.
Yes.
You know, it's not like, because a head transplant would be like, I just get a different head. It's still my head. It's just going to be a new
head.
Body.
Right. And yeah. And okay. It's somebody who's brain dead, so I guess they're technically dead, but their body still works.
Oh.
After surgery, he'll be kept in a medically induced coma for 3 to 4 weeks while doctors try to stimulate his spinal cord nerves to reconnect and start functioning again.
But the donor body.
Body, right.
They're gonna try to
I guess
stimulate
the family
that.
Has a great
Abby Normal's body.
Abby Normal.
In this scenario.
Yes. Yes. Now, the president for the American Association of Neurological Surgeons says, I would not wish this on anyone.
Yeah, he's like, I want no parts of this.
No.
This sounds very Mengele.
I would not allow anyone to do this to me, as there are a lot of things worse than death, and this would be one of them. So this experimental transplant is due to be carried out next year by Italian surgeon, whatever his name is likely to take 36 hours and will involve over 150 doctors and nurses.
36 hours?
Yeah. So back to the guys here in America, the neurological surgeons, they say they believe that the bodies of the head transplant patients would end up being overwhelmed with different pathways and chemistry and then they're used to, and they would go crazy. Now, by the way, this potentially groundbreaking treatment was performed on a monkey in 1970. The animal only lived for 8 days after the body rejected the new head, leaving the monkey unable to breathe or move.
I can't even hear this story anymore. This is
okay, so they did it once 40 years ago, unsuccessfully, and based on that.
Well, we're all
fancy
pants now.
You know what?
Now.
I think we're ready to try it on some people.
Yeah, we're all fancy pants now.
I mean,
it's 40 years later. Yes.
We're 0-1, but yeah. I think we feel pretty
50,
good about game
50.
Two.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're ready to work in some human beings into this experiment.
Oh, my God.
That's ridiculous.
Medicare's
well, hey,
not going to pay
good
for
luck
that.
To him.
No.
Well, it's Russia.
Oh, okay.
So it's socialized medicine.
Yeah,
anyway.
See? This is why.
This is what you could get, people. That's a vote for Bernie.
I wonder if he gets to, like, does he get a say in what body?
I don't know how
pick?
That works.
Is there, like, a catalog of recently brain-dead people that you kind of flip
That's
through?
Awful. Well, and no, he probably doesn't know who it is yet because that person hasn't died brain-wise
so that,
yet.
Wait.
Because the surgery's not until 2017, so they would not
keep somebody
alive. They would want a fresh brain
dead. So if you like
your
body
no
and you want to keep
body.
Your body going.
Right, it's not a cadaver body.
Right.
Plan
okay.
to be brain dead in 2017 and you could live on.
Right. With another body.
With another body.
that would just be.
Is he going to, I mean, is he going to keep the same gender body? Because that opens up
maybe
a whole
he wants
new.
A different make and model.
This is not going to work in North Carolina.
No.
No.
Could never pee anywhere.
Yeah. They wouldn't even know what bathroom to not let him go to in North Carolina.
Assuming that the brain can make the new
North
body
Carolina's
go pee.
Carolina's first question. Which bathroom should we not let you go
only
to?
Only McDonald's, because they don't care.
And Target.
Do the song. They need to listen to
yes. McDonald's doesn't care. Okay, well, we'll see how that works out. And there's also
I have a guess.
There's also that the Indian researchers in India are embarking on a study to try to literally revive the brain dead, so they could actually work on this guy and not do this to that person.
This is like this is some kind of bizarre race.
It's like the race to the moon. Only it's the race to the to the brain nut deadness. Yes.
If the Indian people get to their surgery before the Russians,
then it won't happen.
One dude's not going to make it.
Right.
All right, so was there more to that? What
no,
are they working
basically,
on?
Basically, they're trying to figure out how to bring the brain dead back to life.
I've been trying that for years. I swear, I've dated more guys, nothing
that's
upstairs.
Good. That's good.
How's that working out? How's that working out?
Fascinating.
Well, let's change the subject.
Okay.
Much. Wow. That's heady.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
I didn't even see it coming.
Let's talk about sex pot news. Okay, so you heard the story about the weather reporter in Los Angeles.
I did.
Liberté Chan had to. Well, she was interrupted on her TV weathercast. Yes.
During the weather, and you need. I mean,
Saturday morning's weather forecast.
And the weather forecast in LA is very important, because otherwise you're not going
to
know.
It's hard to get it right.
You're not going to know what it's like out there.
Sunshine or 70 or sunshine and 71.
Yeah.
So here's the actual clip of what happened.
Oh, no.
Even into tomorrow. What's going on? You want me to put this on? Why? Because it's cold?
I'm getting a lot of emails.
What?
There you go.
Really?
There you go.
Okay.
That's nice.
I look like a librarian now.
That works.
That guy's voice, what a tool. You can hear it in his voice. It takes like two syllables. The way he says, we're getting emails.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that was an actual reporter or the sportscaster or somebody. That obviously somebody that was.
There you go, honey.
It had to be somebody. It had to be somebody on set because they were mic'd.
Yeah, I think it was.
It wasn't off mic.
I think it was the anchor.
Got set up for a fall. I don't know.
Yeah.
Sounds like
conspiracy theory. I like that.
Yeah.
So
here, you give her the dress with the beads as the backup, and I'll say you slut.
There's.
Liberté Chan actually got to read some of the offending emails. Well, the people who were offended. We'll play
really?
Those for you next. Oh, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Oh, I want
to
hear that.
Yeah, that's on the way. Don't go away. You're listening to the Trex Radio Show along with Joe Tobin, and you will. Let me see here. Oh, yeah. I'm going to play that, and then we'll talk about the whole sex pot news thing, because Valerie's pulling up tons of examples. Of course.
Well, I do research, you know.
This girl's not even offensive. I mean, It's not like the cold front's moving through. There's none of that. Come on. It's just ridiculous. All right, we'll continue on the Drex Radio Show coming up. But first, with a look at traffic, here's Lee Graham.
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me.
Sex pot news. Oh, everybody loves it. And actually, when you know that this whole story comes from Los Angeles, it's a big, what the hell? What
very,
the hell's going on down
surprising.
There? Well, it's Tribune. That's the only thing I can say about it. They're a rather conservative company. But still.
It's a great insider dig. I like that. That's some good knowledge. There
you go. You had it. You heard it first. And you'll probably only hear it on the Drex Radio Show. So the weather reporter, Liberté Chan, was forced to cover up during a live report.
Even into tomorrow. What's going on?
Oh, God.
You want me to put this on? Why? Because it's cold?
I'm getting a lot of emails.
What?
A lot of emails.
There you go.
Really?
There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
Okay.
That's
nice. I look like a librarian now.
That works.
This is great for KTLA because I have to say that everybody's talking about it today. So it's great publicity. And by the way, there was nothing wrong with what she was wearing. It was a sequin dress. It was sequin. That's it. It's not low cut. It's not inappropriate. It's not too short. It's almost right at her knee.
And Telemundo has so much more revealing and clothes that cling to your everything.
Right.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, usually it's Nips Ahoy. Then you would have a problem.
They give her a sweater, and all the sweater, it covers her shoulders, which is good. So that's
Joe, I'm thinking the hot librarian look is actually better with the sequin dress.
There's two things to this. Like, one, obviously, there's a lot of issues with that. Like, the whole, the making a cover in the first place is insane. It's ridiculous. But just, to do it on air.
That's
to your point about it being a setup or something, but, how can you, if you're the producer of that show and you're getting
not
a lot
know.
Of emails, take care of it on the break, man. What are you doing on, just...
Well, my point is before she goes on, even if you get dressed at the last minute like a lot of television people do, because they don't want to walk around in that thing all day. You're there for hours.
Yeah.
But, there is a news director, there's a producer, there's a director.
Yeah.
Somebody would say something.
People saw, it's just, they never should have done it at all, obviously. But if you're going to do that, if you're going to be a sexist,
so many
at least
other ways
do it
they could have handled it.
It's just dumb. Why would you open yourself?
Here is Liberté Chan live streaming along with the anchor Chris Burris reading emails from offended viewers. This is fun.
B. Wolf lives in, Los Angeles. Liberté Chan looked like she stayed out late at a party and came to work in the same dress. Not appropriate for the Morning Weather Report. The show's producer should not have allowed her to do it in a cocktail dress. Handing her the sweater during her report was also in very poor taste. Should have given it to her afterwards. All in all, poorly done all around.
People are mad.
Greg Petty
in Redlands is dear management. No doubt about it. Liberté Chan's New Year's Eve cocktail dress is inappropriate. That would have been true even if it was a 10 p.m. broadcast. Overall, I like Liberté, but this was a display of very poor judgment from Greg.
So, will you wear that dress again?
No, it was a loner anyway.
She should wear it every day.
It was a loner, it was a rotator anyway. I mean, she's in Los Angeles.
She should wear that every day.
I would.
On the web. And they should also get, the other, every other meteorologist on the team, male or female, should also wear that dress. That should be the only dress.
That would be the best way to come back.
The only way to come back.
Absolutely.
It's ridiculous.
I love
We're classy. It's all beads all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, do drag.
There you go.
Let Burris wear it. Yes, that's what I'm thinking. All right. The other thing that I wanted to play for you because, I was on vacation, but this started late at the end of the week, over the weekend especially, it boiled over. Donald Trump accused of calling a reporter back in 91, pretending to be his own spokesperson. Here's what the world heard. Okay.
What kind of comment is coming from either your agency or from Donald?
Well, it's just that he really decided that he wasn't, he didn't want to make the commitment. He didn't want to make a commitment. He really thought it was too soon. He's coming out of a, marriage and he's starting to do tremendously well financially. So he got his licenses 5-0 the other day, and totally unanimous. And he's really been working hard and doing well. And probably, as you know, there's a real estate depression in the United States, and he's probably doing as well as anybody there is. And frankly, he wants to keep it that way. And he just thought it was too soon to make any commitment to anybody.
Okay, so that was what was released late last weekend. Over the weekend, everybody heard he was calling himself John Miller. And using that
Hall of Fame broadcaster,
but he admitted using that pseudonym in a court case. So that's unfortunate for him. I guess he forgot about that. But here he is denying that it's him.
No, I don't think it. I don't know anything about it. You're telling me about it for the first time, and it doesn't sound like my voice at all. I have many, many people that are trying to imitate my voice, and you can imagine that. And this sounds like one of the scams, one of the many scams. It doesn't sound like me.
Sounds like a tremendous scam.
He's saying it's a young Daryl Hammond who's trying to do his...
Yes!
Okay, here's what I have that nobody else has.
Ooh, okay.
I have John Miller going on, and the rest of the country wasn't playing this part. So here's John Miller, air winks, yes, air quotes, trying to explain the rumor about Donald Trump and Madonna.
He's somebody that has a lot of options, and frankly, he gets called by everybody. He gets called by everybody in the book in terms of women. And he gets called by a lot of people.
Yeah.
And they just call actresses, people that you write about, just call to see if they can go out with them and things. And
you can't say, like, did Madonna ever really call?
He was so set up with that. You know, Madonna called, so he went over and said hello to Madonna. And he gave his autograph to the dancer. She said, these are fans and all this. Will you give them the autograph? So he said, best wishes or something, he said. And then all of a sudden, and that was the end. And then he said goodbye to her. And that was literally the end. He's got zero interest in Madonna. And it was literally the end. And the next day in the newspapers, they had a story that he wanted to go out with her and everything else. Besides that, she was sitting there with a boyfriend.
Yeah.
I think his name was Ward or something.
Yeah.
And she was sitting there right with a boyfriend.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it wouldn't be appropriate. Then the next day, there was a story that Trump went to Rex and Madonna was supposedly at Rex. And that was another total nonsense.
I can't tell how long he talked.
And then she called recently about this fight and wanted to go out. And, she's got this PR machine that I guess you people play too very well, but it really was nonsense.
He's got.
Even the best publicist does not talk that long. Like, that's crazy.
Especially
to get to the point.
Especially if it's phony.
Yeah.
I mean.
The first clip you played.
You could believe that might be somebody else.
Well,
that,
I would.
Okay.
I mean,
obviously, I didn't buy it.
Yeah.
But
obviously, now we know it's him because we've been listening to his voice for whatever it is, 20, 30 years. But back then, maybe. But didn't the person that was talking to him, didn't they even say, oh, even they kind of said /his. Like, they thought it was him right off the bat.
Yeah. And then that second cut, talking about Madonna, my God, he took the bait.
Because she was leading him. And this earlier in the interview, I don't think it's in this clip, but
he gets a lot of calls.
He says, well, and you haven't met, he's a nice guy, but you haven't met Donald Trump. She says, I have met him. It was, oh, okay, well, yeah, he's a nice guy.
He doesn't remember that.
Right. So he's kind of caught in it, but he's still not going to give it up. So I have a feeling in her head, she's like, this is so him. So, like, well, is it true about the Madonna thing? And he's like, look, it was a setup. Fans wanted his autograph. What fans?
Yeah.
What fans?
I agree.
Donald Trump autograph.
If you listen to that second clip that you played, it is
so
clear.
Oh, so Donald Trump.
It's clear that
and
she knows that it's him.
Yeah.
Oh, so what else might Donald Trump, like, she's so clearly baiting him. Oh, it's fantastic.
Here's Bill Maher. Here's what he had to say.
Oh, okay.
Washington Post released tapes of Donald Trump in the early 90s where he is pretending to be his own press agent. Somebody named John Barron, who obviously is Trump, who talks to reporters about how great Trump is, how rich Trump is, how great he's doing with women. Sounds like Trump has his vice president.
And it comes down to that. All right, Joe Tobin is my guest, and Tobin Mike Night is Wednesday night at Doc's Lab. Yes. So, and by the way, you want to give out your...
I do. I was going to say, I'd like to give out some tickets. I'd like to invite listeners. Just hit me up at Tobin Mike Night, TobinMicNight, @gmail.com. And just put like KGO or Drex in the subject line, and I'm going to do a little drawing of free tickets, but just to the Drex listeners.
Okay, Tobin, and then MIC Knight.
TobinMikeKnight@gmail.com. Thank you.
All right. And it's what was your email address again?
TobinMikeKnight@gmail.com.
That works. Okay, we'll take a break, and we'll be back with more of the Drex Radio Show, and we'll talk about Charlie Sheen. Did you ever get in trouble with Amex? This is one credit card company that you don't get in trouble with. Charlie Sheen's in a lot of hot water.
Nice.
Yeah, you don't mess this one up.
It's been too long since we've had a good Charlie Sheen.
I've got
story.
One.
I kind of missed him, actually.
Don't worry. I'll make more. Or he will. Or we both will. All right. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO. But first, again, with a look at traffic, here's Lee. Gwen Stefani from the 90s. Well, she won't regret this. This is a great song. That new thing she's doing with Blake Shelton, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Man. Don't know if that's a good idea, everybody, everywhere. Time will tell. Oh, by the way, 108-102 did not work out for the Warriors tonight between the OKC Thunder, Oklahoma City, which is an odd thing. It was a game one of the NBA Conference Finals, and so 108-102. I didn't know Oklahoma was a thing.
Yeah. They took it. Well, they were the Supersonics. Seattle moved.
Oh, okay.
To OKC. Gosh, a while ago now, but yeah, they're a thing.
They're a thing. Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
it's going to be a good series.
Bring
I'm really kind of I'm waiting, I'm still hoping that the Sixers find a way to sneak in and The 11th hour.
You're bringing in the East Coast.
Yeah.
So I wanted to.
They might win the draft lottery. That's the best I can hope for.
It's so funny that you just mentioned that, because after spending a week back in Pennsylvania with the family, I got a chance to. I turned on. I was flipping through because nothing's on, you know, and I'm sitting in Mom and Dad's basement. Watching TV, right? This is a good
old
days.
High school, man.
Right? Yes, you could actually take your clothes off, your laundry, put it in the hamper,
yeah.
And it comes back to you clean and folded. It's magic. It's truly
still
people.
Works.
It's amazing. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, so, but I got it. I got why they have no respect for us, because I was watching the game and it was 11:30 and I'm falling asleep.
Mm.
Yeah, last week.
Yeah. Who doesn't have respect for us?
The East Coast.
Oh, okay.
They have no respect for the Warriors.
Oh, I see.
They don't watch. Yeah. It's the damn time zone thing. It's insane.
There's been some noise about moving the games to earlier. Like, they were saying this during the season when they were having that great magical regular season of, like,
right.
they should put the games on earlier so the East Coast can watch it.
Yeah.
Very East Coast centric.
It's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to be in that time zone and actually experience it. The game didn't start until 10:30. I missed the beginning of it, and I tuned in at 11:30, and they were only beginning the second quarter, I think.
Yeah.
Or I don't know if they were getting close to the half. But and I just thought, this is why these people go to bed.
Yeah, I'm enjoying the fact that, like, the football out here starts at, like, 10 a.m. I love that.
It's awesome.
It's great.
Yeah.
And, like, the last time I was home a couple of Christmases ago, and I, like, woke up 9:45 on a Sunday, right, ready to watch the game. Put the TV on. I'm like, wait, it's not on for three more hours?
right.
Like, what am I going to do? Go to church? What do you do for 3 hours? Talk to your family?
It's a great excuse to be day drunk here.
Yeah. That's really what it is. Yeah, that's really what it is.
Who doesn't enjoy a good day drink? And then, you know, the whole day drunk thing is great, because whoever you're living with who will bitch and moan and whine about you drinking during the day, you have an excuse because the Niners are playing.
Yeah.
Game's on.
Game's on.
It's beer o'clock.
Right. It's beer o'clock.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So I kind of registered in my little brain. I'm thinking,
it doesn't
why
loom
they're
as
not
large.
Watching.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I don't get it. All right. Let's talk about Charlie Sheen.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah, of course.
Yes. He's being sued. Six-digit American Express balance plus monster late fees. Charlie Sheen, let me see here, is Platinum Amex. Oh, let me just say this.
Yeah.
There's one company that you don't screw with your credit, and it's them.
That is true. That is,
they don't play.
They don't play at all.
They do not mess around.
Right. I have a great story I'll tell you after this. So he's way late. He's being sued by American Express for his unpaid balance of $287,879.28, according to the docs, according to TMZ. Should have been paid by March 12th, but Charlie remains in arrears. The balance includes an $8,357.69 late fee.
That's the late fee. Jeez.
And he's blaming his ex-business manager on the lapse, according to TMZ. But you don't mess with these guys.
Charlie. Yeah. No, you do not know. Mm-mm.
Now, I can't say his name, but he does the morning show in one of the, you know, when I was working in Chicago. He was a colleague in one of the other biggest cities in the United States, and he does morning drive, and he screwed up in the late 80s, early 90s, and did not pay his American Express bill, and they came after him, and now he's probably making $1 million a year, I would say. No Amex.
Yeah?
No.
No.
Wow, he's on their list?
They don't let you back.
Oh,
they don't
really?
Let you back. Wow.
Now, I can't speak for the company.
Okay.
I haven't talked to this guy, a friend of mine, for years, so I don't know. I mean, maybe there's exceptions to the rule if you can prove, look, if I make it $1 million a year.
Maybe they might let you.
They might let you
but
back.
It's gonna be steep.
They still do like the no balance thing, right? You got to pay it off.
You got to pay it off every month.
That's the one I do.
Zero balance,
yeah.
And then you're okay. But
don't they also have like? Don't they have like minor league cards, like the blue?
Sure. Yeah.
Where you do have a rotating.
It used to be a thing where you had to start with green and then you would get to gold, and it was actually an accomplishment when you got to platinum.
Yeah.
Nowadays, it's pretty much watered down. But No, I still use the one that I have to pay off every month. I don't use it much, but
that's the one, right? That's like the main.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like break glass in case of emergency. You can use it, but pay that sucker off.
Well, it gets you great credit.
Yeah.
That's for sure. By paying it off every month. It's a great thing.
What
I can tell
Charlie,
you
what, man, what is he spending $200K? I would love to know what he spends
$200K. I'm wondering. I have to tell you, at this point, I don't think Charlie Sheen cares about American Express and his credit. So I'm just scratching my head. You know, he's trying to get his child support, and I don't know if he still pays alimony or whatever, trying to get this reduced.
If you make a list of, like, things he has to deal with, I'm pretty sure FICO score
is not at the top of his list. His child support and all of that has gone to court. He's saying he doesn't have the income like he used to. Obviously, he doesn't. And he's got a lot of mounting bills. Obviously, he does. So I'm wondering out loud now, I'm not saying, I'm just me thinking, wonder if this has something to do to say to the court, look, he can't pay this.
How can he pay these kids?
I can't give this person $40,000 a month.
Doesn't he make those now, like Two and a Half Men residuals? Like that show's always on.
Think so.
You know?
Think so.
He had that other show that was on for a while, for like a long time. That anger management show. I read some great story where like they signed some deal where they gave him like a 100-episode commitment. They made a lot of that show.
Hmm.
Was that show any good?
You know, I don't recall.
They may be regretting that.
I will say Two and a Half Men's not good without him.
No, it isn't.
Do they still make a new shows?
I've stopped looking, but I haven't. I think I watched half an episode without him. It's just not the same.
With Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, that's right. Of course.
Yeah,
of course.
That didn't work.
All I'm saying is something. Charlie's got to be getting some money in there somewhere.
You would think there'd be residual
Major
money.
League, that's on reruns a lot.
He's not. He's not modifying his expenses. Probably.
It's a very diplomatic way of putting it.
Yeah, probably isn't paying.
He definitely doesn't make what he used to. But all right. Okay, we've got a break, and we'll be back with the good news. Oh, and let me see here. Hugh Hefner's in the news. Oh, connected to Bill Cosby. What is this?
Oh, my boy.
Shocker.
Yikes. All right. Let's take a break. We'll be back. You're listening to Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10 with Joe Tobin. And let's check traffic now with... We're back with Joe Tobin, and Tobin Mike Knight is this Wednesday night at Doc's Lab.
Doc's Lab in North Beach.
North Beach. Why I keep wanting to say North Shore.
No, it's where the old Purple Onion was. We got some great comedians. We got a fantastic musician that's going to play some little surprises. And as I said earlier, I'm going to be giving away some tickets just to your listeners. Just email me at TobinMikeKnight@gmail.com.
Okay, and Mike is M-I-C.
Yes, sir.
And Tobin is T-O-B-I-N.
Yep. There you go.
Mick Knight. I see. Okay. Welcome back. So let's talk about, this is just off of TMZ. The woman who claims Bill Cosby sexually assaulted her at the Playboy Mansion has just added Hugh Hefner to the lawsuit, claiming he knew of Cosby's predilections of alleged serial sexual battery, but still put her in harm's way. This woman claims in her new lawsuit, Hefner is the one who introduced her to Cosby at a 2008 party at the mansion. And they also report that Cosby spiked her drink, and then when she was out of it, he sucked on her toes. She also
No. Oh, Cosby did.
Cosby. Okay. She also says when she came to, her breasts were wet and sticky. According to the lawsuit, Hefner had a habit of inviting young and impressionable and possibly minor children to his residence and providing alcoholic beverage. She also says Hefner knew or should have known that Cosby had a history of severe and serial sexual battery and or possible rape of women that exposed exposing his guests to harm. All right.
Should he really have known?
I don't know. Would he really have known?
I'd say he probably would say, you know, come play at the mansion with the boy bunnies and enjoy yourself. Here's the grotto. I don't care what you do in the bedroom and go enjoy. Consenting adults. He probably doesn't know.
I don't think so either.
I think he's too busy, entertaining his own jollies.
Well, and there was, of course, there was a time when, people thought that Kaz was a cool dude.
Well, yeah.
Like, no one,
he was I Spy, man.
Yeah, totally.
Wear a turtleneck, like nobody's business.
Hmm.
So what is this person seeking from PAF?
Doesn't say. Just added to the lawsuit.
Okay.
Of course, everybody's going to say, "Well, what were you doing at the Playboy Mansion. What do you think goes on in there? What do you think
goes
on?
Not study hall.
No, right. It certainly is not. It's hot. It's a hot mess, I have to tell you. So what do you think about the whole thing with Justin Bieber in his meltdown, comparing himself to a zoo animal? He doesn't want anybody taking pictures of him now.
Really?
Yeah. And he's been seen, you know, laying in the park. He was in Boston. He was weirding out in Boston. In the commons, he was laying on the ground.
He just wants to be a normal person.
He was
now
talking to a squirrel. And in Parliament over the weekend, he was back in Canada. And
he was talking to a squirrel?
He was in the commons, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But he said he's trying to get back in touch with nature and be one with the universe. And he doesn't want to take pictures or photos with fans anymore. He feels like a zoo animal.
I think he's probably experiencing the fame backlash. Sorry, you signed up for it, kiddo.
I know.
It's tough. It is kind of one of the job descriptions.
If you don't want that, then you can always go to a private island or, you know, use your money to get away from it all.
You can. On the other hand,
I mean, has he had like problems with fans? Because
yes.
You know? Oh, he has. Okay.
Well, of course.
Bill
Maher made a joke that I thought was really great. He made a joke. He says, for Christ's sake, people, you know, when you take a picture, just take the damn photo. No, 1, 2, 3. Nothing happens better between 1 and 2. Take the picture get out.
Yeah.
Yes. I get that part. And I'm sure he can't go anywhere without this. I don't understand, but I hear what he's saying.
Sure.
It kind of makes sense. I think he's really caught up and overwhelmed by all of this. And he is sucked into the machine. He's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, be careful what you wish for.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are ways he could get some, you know, quality alone time with squirrels, you know, not in a public park. They could have some squirrels flown in or something.
Not when you're under contract. That's the only thing that I want to say in his defense about this. Not when you're under contract. The guy's got a contract and he has to fulfill it.
Mm. How many more years do you suppose?
I don't know.
Well, probably a lot.
I don't know.
He's starting to act out. It's nothing crazy yet. It's a little kooky, but
sounds like you're talking about your 2-year-old or something. He's starting to act out a little bit.
You know.
He's 22 or something like that.
He'll sleep good tonight. He's going to tire himself out.
Yeah, and then he'll sleep like
him go.
Like an angel.
Oh, the beast.
He's just a little cranky right now. He missed his nap.
I know nothing about being a famous person, really, but if you don't want people to take photos of you, don't say that in public, man. That's just an invitation.
No, it is. Well, and
just quietly not seek the limelight.
Maybe don't go out.
And you attract the haters by the millions.
Yes.
Piling on. I looked over the weekend if you look at the comment section of TMZ.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
that is,
they just
that
burn
is
his
depths,
ass.
Depths, man, I bet.
Yeah.
Well, there was some, Schumer had some backlash with this too, because some fan wanted a picture but didn't really go about it in the nicest possible way. And, you know, she called him out and said, I'm not going to take pictures anymore. And then there's this huge, you know, kind of fan backlash. So, you know, it's...
And the strangest thing is there are celebrities out there who can get away with this. The thing is not to talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just quietly shut them down. Man. I don't know.
Madonna dealt with it pretty well. She never punched a cameraman. She just wore the same ugly, grubby outfit every day.
She had Sean Penn do it for her.
That's true.
Marry a puncher. That is true love.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe Tobin, for coming in.
Thank you for having me. Always a pleasure.
And if you want tickets, TobinMikeKnight.
TobinMikeKnight@gmail.com.
We'll do a drawing
just exclusive to Drex listeners.
There you go. He'll send you some free tickets. And I appreciate you coming in. Come back again.
I will.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a great night, everybody. The John Bachelor Show is next on KGOA 10.
From the city that changes the world.
Changes the world.
This is KGO San Francisco,
Oakland, San Jose.
The next generation of KGO 810.
A Cumulus station.